another production from Solid Gold Podcast.
And it's that time of the week again. A little bit later than we usually go on, but here we are. Yes, it's the Mel and Jen show coming to you from Johannesburg and on Teeb. It's all about SA people and sapeople.com. Morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous, thank you. Just had a lovely long walk in the very cool Johannesburg weather. The clouds came over for some reason after being kind of like feeling it like spring was here. We felt like we're back in winter again, but that's okay. It's all good. It all happens like that. And after a week down at the coast and in the hinterland of Hilton and Clarence and all over, and just missing out on the mad traffic that was happening between Durban and Pietermaritzburg on Saturday and Sunday. Quite glad to be home, I must say.
Oh, fantastic. Did you get home in time to watch the comrades, though?
Unfortunately, no, but we did start watching it before we left Hilton in the morning. The main reason being is because the people we were staying with, one of the guys that works for them, Sabello, was actually doing the race as well. So they were up at like 4:30 in the morning to take him to the starting point, and we tracked him the whole way down, and he finished in under 9 hours, so he got the Bill Rowan medal, which was really great for his first comrades run. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, that's amazing. I actually was watching when the cutoff time was.
Oh, that's the saddest.
Oh my goodness. It was heartbreaking. But the most beautiful thing was this: the first man to just miss it by like a millisecond, you know. Mm-hmm. When they interviewed him, he was just amazing. He just said, no, I can't wait for next year.
I think they're mad, frankly. But then I'm a walker, so why would I be doing anything to do with running?
And Mel, did you see, I mean, South Africa was really swept up. I think because we haven't had the comrades for 3 years. It's been, or 2 years, whatever. It's just 3 years since it was Pietermaritzburg to Durban.
Yeah.
And obviously the biggest, most beautiful thing to come out of it was the guy who held up the sign saying, Prudence, will you marry me? I ran all this way for you. And thank goodness she said yes. Because that could have been embarrassing.
That would have been heart-wrenching, yeah, it would have been awful, yeah. But I mean, I was so glad that, you know, South African kind of like did us proud, and I mean, but the controversy then about, what's her name, who the female that won?
The Russian lady.
Yeah, because I mean, that whole thing that's going on, that she's not allowed to accept prize money, and I mean, the last minute attempts to get her to actually be allowed to run even was like a bit crazy.
I know, she had to go to court, yeah.
No, I think it's crazy that everybody's being affected by people and things that are outside of their control. I find that quite sad. But anyway, comrades is all about running together and being together and people coming together and just absolutely doing a wonderful thing. As I said, they're mad, but still.
But the human spirit at its ultimate, just really amazing. In fact, you know, apart from the winner, who I'm so happy to see, his company has actually given him a 100, because, you know, he said even though he won, he's not going to resign.
Yeah.
They've given him a 100,000 rand bonus and a month off,
which recuperate.
I'm sure he needs right now. Yeah. But also, you know, there were so many people, and we haven't even had time to publish this yet, but there were so many people who either had prosthetic legs or were running barefoot or with socks on or just in wheelchairs. I think there was a lady who came all the way from England to do it in a wheelchair, and she got in on time.
Wow.
There were over 2,000 people who, even though it's still COVID-y times, 2,000 foreign runners made their way to South Africa for this ultimate race. So,
well, I
fantastic.
Had three people who come to my Pilates classes who were running, and I hope they managed to do it in time. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to find out because two of them are leaving this week to go and actually live in England now, so I hope they all managed the cutoff and did it in time. Yeah, I mean,
did you see? I don't know if you saw, but we had an article a couple of weeks ago from somebody who was heartbroken leaving South Africa, and just, you know, why she's leaving and why she's heartbroken about leaving. And then now this week, and we have got the article on SA People, thanks to Susan Hayden, but Susan from the Disco Pants blog. So she had started feeling a little disconcerted with South Africa, you know, she's so passionately South African, but the load shedding and everything kind of got to her. And just talking about your two friends going to England, she's kind of saying, well, maybe think twice. She's just been over to Sweden for a month and where she's got some relatives and everything. And she said, you know, overseas is not that much better at the moment. You know, we're all struggling. I think she described some of the homes in Europe as being like sort of Barbie doll places. You know, they really are small. And I've said it to you before, people have this thing about Europeans and Europe. And meanwhile, most people here struggle a lot more than, okay, let's not say most, let me not say that.
A lot of them,
you know what I mean.
In little matchboxes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tougher life. However it is, I find it a beautiful life. But for Susan, it's not. And I think a lot of people have resonated with that now, that maybe stay a little longer.
Yeah, if you can do away with the fact that, you know, we don't exactly have the best leaders and that we have potholes and that we have load shedding and that there's water issues and infrastructure hasn't been kept up with. We still live in a beautiful country with beautiful people. And more was that apparent with my little trip around the country again when we blew the tire on the way to Clarence.
You said with the taxi driver.
The taxi driver was just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. But you know, now you talk about leaders, and one of the articles we've got coming up in the next week is by a guy imploring people to stay in South Africa but do these leadership courses that, you know, that all of us have got some leadership skills within us that can help make South Africa better. You know, instead of waiting for the leaders to be leaders, just start leading yourself.
Well, I think that the
not in all different directions. He writes it a lot better than I say it.
I do think that they should have people who are working in government who actually are qualified to do so. And this just comes back down to the cadre deployment and everything. So, you know, I think that they should start getting rid of the deadwood, of people who are not doing what they should be doing, that they should actually have people who have got degrees or have actually studied something or worked in politics for at least 10 years before they're allowed to become a minister. You know, that kind of thing. And then I think we'd have like a lot better, and obviously people who are honest. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, I was speaking to some English people yesterday, and I think that how you're feeling is how many people around the world are feeling about their leaders.
About all leaders.
And that right now, you know, most of the world's best leaders are leading corporations rather than leading countries.
Yeah.
So we've got to try and lure them back to care about the people rather than about the dollar.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not going to work when you have people who show you the way forward is to chase the almighty dollar.
For over 30 years, we've been uncovering high-level corruption, holding crooks accountable, and meeting a few inspiring and intriguing characters along the way. Now, join us as we take a step in a new direction with Carte Blanche, the podcast. Unique stories, unique perspectives, with new episodes uploaded throughout the week, available anytime, anywhere. That's Carte Blanche, the podcast. Find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts.
Let's go down to the good stuff. I mean, we're talking about sporting, obviously, the comrades, but I mean, I've been following what's happening in the Gulf, and that's just been lovely as well.
Oh, I know. Did you see Paula Rito actually won in Canada? Mm. So for anybody who's a subscriber of SA People, we had it all weekend because she was coming first on the first day, and then she dropped to second and third, and oh, it was just like heartbreaking. And then on the final day, she just pummeled ahead, and that's her first ladies PGA Tour win. Just exceptional. Did I say that was in Canada?
Yes.
But that was the Canada Open. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Have you been swimming in the sea too much? That sea air getting to your brain just a little, hey?
It's the humidity, man. Your brain, your thoughts just can't move from one side to the other. It's just like too thick, sorry.
Which is absolutely my favorite thing. And then, of course, when it comes to cycling, I did watch a bit of cycling while I was away as well. It was so nice to actually have TVs in the place that I was staying that actually had sport on it, and I just put it onto cycling because I sit there and just have that in the background and watch the countryside going by. It's beautiful.
Oh, divine. Divine. And we know you love your cycling. And Louis Meintjes, I mean, that's his, he got his first podium finish at a world tour thing. I don't know if thing's the right word.
And
thing. Yeah, cycle tour. which he said was always one of his goals before he could even think about retiring.
Yeah.
Is he needed to get a podium finish. So that's just huge. That was in Spain this weekend.
Yeah, it looked beautiful as well.
Well done, Louis.
Okay, now there's something I sent you because, of course, I didn't actually get it because I follow these people. I got it because I follow Devo. I've been a complete Devo maniac since like the early 80s. Since Whippet, and I follow them on Facebook, and I mean, I just love Devo. It's still one of my favorite things. And then they were like going, check out these girls from South Africa who obviously have got so much energy to do all of these things because they're wearing one of those silly red flower pot hats that they have. They're energizers. And then I thought, hang on a second, I've heard about the Soap Girls before, but I did not realize that they were what do they call them? Divinishos or something?
Devotees.
Love it. So then I thought, fine. And then everybody's going, the Soap Sisters, I mean, from Cape Town, these girls are really, really hot. And of course, they're over in America and doing all of these things. I just think it's absolutely fantastic.
And they're also kind of French. I mean, they were born in France. Their parents are French, but they did grow up in South Africa. So they're very, very South African. But I love the binding us together. So for any South Africans in America, I think that Friday night and Saturday night are their last two shows of this U.S. tour, so go and watch them.
They're very hot little stickies as well.
They are. And they do quite a bit of controversial stuff. I know we've shared their stuff before and had some Mother Grundies complain a little, but they have a fantastic sense of humor.
No, I think it's a lot of fun. And what is this that you've got here about 11-year-old Mossel Bay?
Oh, that is Giselle, also known as Miss G. She's 11 years old from Mossel Bay, and she's going to be walking on the 11th of September at New York Fashion Week. At the age of 11. She's very professional. She's got a song coming out at the end of the year. She's way ahead of the rest of us. very cool. And apparently people who've worked with her say that the thing that stands out about her is her kindness. Mm. So that's pretty cool.
I have to check out that. Talking about models, I mean, obviously yesterday, a very, very sad loss for South Africa in the way of an MTA, model turned actress. And you've got that story. I know that.
Yeah, so, so sad. Shelby Dean Creek. I think overseas they just call her Shelby Dean.
But
her real surname is Creek. Just a sudden illness, apparently, and she was in a New York hospital on Monday evening when she passed away. And Mel, you know, I don't know if you remember when I was at the Cannes Film Festival in May, and I saw Triangle of Sadness, which won the Palme d'Or, which is the major Cannes award. And I never realized that I was watching her. I just presumed it was a Scandinavian girl because of the accent that she put on for the movie. She was brilliant. I loved her in it. She was mesmerizing. She was funny. She was self-deprecating. She was just amazing. So it's so tragic that her dreams were coming true. She couldn't believe she was in Cannes. She had got engaged in May as well to her longtime boyfriend who's also from South Africa. And this is just awful. And just a week ago, like 6 days ago, she had posted on Instagram a little video of her promoting some jeans. And in the video, she said how these jeans made her feel, and it was that feeling of going home to South Africa, of having a bra with her family, those moments that you just want to press pause and stay in.
And nobody knows yet what it was from either, which is like really sad as well. Sure. But I mean, for those people who don't know, of course, she was in Spud, the dark-haired girl that Spud was.
Amanda. I think her name.
Yeah, that's so sad. Oh, anyway, okay.
In both Spuds, she was.
Yes. All right, let's go back. Let's go away from entertainment for a moment and go back to sport, because of course we've got. Well, we won't talk about the rugby, because of course I was actually watching the rugby with my brother on Saturday morning, which was never a good idea. It's not bad if they win, but I mean if his teams don't win, oh good lord, I actually had to leave. So we're not going to talk about. Let's talk about the Sevens, because the Sevens always do us proud.
Oh, they did do us proud. They came second, so it was a little disappointing, because really they've been the outright winners the whole series. And so they should have won the entire series, but in the end they didn't. What was really great for us is that one of the SA People followers had written to us a few days before and said, hey, I'm going. Do you want me to send photos? And I was like, yeah, please do. And then she sent the photos. And one of the main guys in the photos was Neil McDonough, who is from, he's an American actor with the white hair. He was in Suits and in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
And he's married to a South African. They've got 5 children. They've been married for like 20 years or something. But there he was supporting South Africa and taking photos of all the Springbok, Blitzbok fans in the stadium and everything. And it turns out that they're all, the girl who'd written to us, they're all close friends. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. In fact, they're going to do her and his wife, whose name is Ruva. They're going to do a special article for SA People about it, yeah. So look out for that.
And then we're going to go back to golf for a moment as well, because, of course, there's been all of these amazing pictures of, like, Skukuza Golf Club.
Wasn't that amazing? I mean, that made international headlines. So crazy. Because how many golf courses do you go to where there's 2 hungry lions and 20 even hungrier hyenas?
Having a feast on the fairway.
Oh, crazy. Do you know that golf course started just for the staff? About, I don't know, in the 70s or something, they built it just for the staff. And thank goodness they opened it up to everybody, because it is the wildest golf course in the world. Yeah. It's very special.
No, well, I walked past the Parkview one this morning, just saw some very, very irate people. No animals, unfortunately.
Maybe some hardy dogs.
Okay, so what local good news do we have?
Oh, so much. Well, South Africans united against Megan. I don't know if you saw that. Footsack Megan. Hashtag.
No.
Yeah. There's nothing. Okay. There's nothing like a common enemy to unite people together. And Meghan Markle was trying to criticize the British Royal Aides, who hadn't been sensitive to her needs. But by doing it, she kind of carelessly offended South Africa. And so this also made headlines because South Africa. So basically she said that when she was in South Africa, she was at a function. After the function, she was told, there was a fire in Archie's bedroom.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Yes, okay.
Yes. And it turned out it was a heater that had melted, and Archie was not in the bedroom at the time. And a security official, an alleged security official, has come forward to confirm the story. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, South Africans obviously didn't like it because they thought that she was criticizing South Africa. But that wasn't even in her mind. All she was thinking was that the British aides should have then let her stay with Archie, and instead she had to go on to the next engagement. And they wouldn't let her talk about it because they said, oh, no, you know, imagine how it will look, and didn't care about how she felt. So lots of people are very angry with her. Lots of South Africans are very, very angry with Meghan.
Talking about Footsack, though, somebody sent me something this morning, a lovely video, where they were going hot air ballooning, and the balloon was on the you know, where they're still about to fill it up with hot air because it's on the ground, and these two cheetah came along, and the two cheetah were trying to go inside the hot air balloon, and they were going around the balloon and they've got all of the filming of this, and the people are trying to chase them. Eventually, this woman just turns around and lets rip with a hugest footsack that you've ever heard in your life. The cheetahs took one look at this with this woman coming towards them, and they bolted. Man, it was fantastic.
They clearly were Afrikaans. cheaters. So, Mo, will you send me that video link?
I will. Please? I'll send you the link. It's so much, I don't know when it's from, but it's just okay. So much fun.
But it'll be wonderful to share. I'm sure lots of people around the world would love that.
Yeah, I'm sure at the moment, though, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, foot sexting. Going and playing in Pretoria instead of playing in Johannesburg. I mean, what's that about, really?
I know. I was going to ask you, is there a reason?
No, I don't know. I don't know, but somebody has already said to me, don't worry, I'll come pick you up and we can go through together. I'm like, no, making the groot trek to Pretoria now.
But can't you go on the Gautrain train?
Yeah, but I don't know where the Gautrain train goes to at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you can find out.
I suppose
this would be like a little outing. Oh, I think it's lovely. And so are you a Sting fan? Because, I mean, this is amazing. He's going to be playing all his old stuff too.
I love Sting. I love The Police. I love Sting. I mean, I don't follow Sting on social media, but I do follow Stuart Copeland. And he thought it was very funny that I said, look, I can't come across to your concert, unfortunately, that you've got going this past weekend because I'm down on the KZN South Coast. But otherwise, I'd have been there in a heartbeat. It's one of those things. I remember I went to see the last concert that they actually did together in 1983 at Wembley. It was an amazing concert, yeah. So I've been a huge fan of everything that all of them, and especially Stuart Copeland. Sorry. Yeah. He was actually the one that brought the sound for the Police. If you listen to something he did before the Police called Clark Kent, spelled with a K. And I mean, that was, I've always followed him. He's amazing. Fantastic musician. Sorry, I'm gushing. I know. I'm hoping I'll get free tickets.
Lovely.
Yeah, oh, so yes. I also, did you see that thing about those people who have put together those showers for people, where is it, in Cape Town?
For homeless people, down in the Western Cape.
Yeah.
Such a great idea. So it's like a big mobile bus of showers, and then they can drive to places where there are homeless people, so the homeless people can get clean.
Fantastic. I like that a lot.
It's working really well.
And talking about clean, I'm still battling now from my little foray onto the South Coast beach.
You shared your video and it went very viral. People were very inspired.
I'm really paying the price for it because, of course, I haven't walked on a beach for a very long time, and it was an 8-kilometer walk back up and down. So I walked the high tide mark on the way from Trafalgar down towards the Impunyati Nature Reserve, forgetting, of course, that there's actually a nudist beach on the way there. So having to avert my eyes occasionally. So I walked on the high tide line, and I walked back on the low tide because it was low tide when we were walking back. And of course, with all of the bending and picking up all the bits of plastic and all the rubbish and finding bags along the way and leaving stuff and then picking it up on the way back, and the amount of walking on the beach, my legs and my lower back are still killing me.
You're going to do it more often.
You. Trafalgar, you have no idea what I went through for you. So yeah, just to keep the beach, and I just thought if everybody could do that wherever they are. Just take a bag with you, and you see rubbish, pick it up, throw it away somewhere. If everybody just did that, my goodness, what a wonderful place this would be.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right, so what have we got in the way of entertainment? We can go back to what's going to amuse us, apart from you and me, of course.
there's so much. I wanted to know the South African thing that's just started on Netflix. I think I saw that you had started watching it. Ludic?
Yeah, with my...
I heard the production was not so good. The acting's good.
I'm not quite sure.
The editing.
I think it might be the editing, and I'm going to have a word with Ian Gabriel, who's the director on it. but it was almost like there was a bit of a problem with the, I don't know if the people were speaking another language instead of speaking English, and then it's dubbed, and for some reason it's just coming across strangely, but it felt a little bit jilty. Dalton.
Okay.
That kind of, it's an odd feeling. But I mean, apparently people are saying just work your way through the first two episodes and you'll probably enjoy the whole lot. I mean, Arnie is just, of course, we're talking about Arnold Vosloo, obviously.
Yeah.
I just watched The Mummy, the one with Tom Cruise. Don't watch it.
Yeah, filmed in Namibia.
Don't watch it. Okay. I'd rather watch The Mummy with Arnold in it. Okay. Cause he was much better. and then of course going from that to watching Ludic. I'm going to be watching it again for the rest of today. So we'll see. We'll see if I change my mind. I'll post on Facebook about it, whether I like it or not. But there's a lot of really great stuff, yeah.
And on the international front for you, having Showmax, I just thought you might be excited to know that Handmaid's Tale, they've picked up the fifth season. It's coming on the 15th of September.
Yeah, The Handmaid's Tale. Gosh, that can really smockle your brain completely, hey? I found it's fascinating watching. It is brilliantly shot. But the dystopia, you just find yourself getting really angry.
I spent
a lot of time being angry when I was watching that series, but I definitely will be watching that. Definitely.
And another one to get angry for is we've only got the trailer so far, but it's a trailer worth watching, which is Stein Heist, and it's about South Africa's biggest corporate scam ever, which is Steinhoff and Marcus Huerta.
Yeah.
So it's like a three-part documentary. It's the same guys who made the Krugersdorp murders. It was called Devilsdorp. It's the same producers, and it's brilliant interviews and just insight into, you know, how did they manage to fool the country for so many years, you know, to get away with it. So that trailer's on SA People. And then Dam, I don't know if you remember how successful Dam was. That's been picked up for another season and they're filming it right now. And of course it's the SAFTAs this weekend. Yes. I think Dam has the most nominations of any drama. So we'll be covering that this weekend.
Talking about people filming, I see Kate Normington posted yesterday that she's shooting with Tally or Suzette. She's in it as well, yeah.
Okay, so she's in the one Tally goes to Joburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so fantastic.
Yeah, so she's working on
Tally's
that.
Tally's Joburg Diaries, that's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Tally's Baby Diaries, yeah.
Yeah, so she's in that. Yeah, it's lucky to see our people doing so many wonderful things.
Laka, yes.
Yeah, and then you also, what's Claim Karoo too?
Oh, that's for anybody who is overseas and can get Showmax International. It's a real beautiful, feel-good South Africans in the Karoo having a second go at life. But, you know, obviously it's fiction, romance, heartbreak, and beautiful landscapes.
Okay.
So it's really worth watching TV series.
Well, talking about Karoo, I just see that I'm just looking at my books at the moment, done by Chris Murray and Julian. They put out the books on the Karoo. Of course, Chris was the editor of Scope magazine after Dave Mullaney, I think, back in the day. And he's a well-respected journalist, but they live down in Cathcart. So they do a lot of books about the Karoo, and I'm fascinated with it. But then I know I've just put you in touch with somebody who I hope you're going to do something. Also a journalist here from South Africa. He was a travel journalist and a motoring journalist, and he and I actually raced Group N, the 6, 7, and 9 hour races together at Killarney. Jeff Dalgleish, he's leaving again today to go back to Scotland for the launch of his new book. Which, I mean, he's been doing a whole bunch of books, so hopefully
that'll be coming up on SA People for sure.
Yeah, it's so great. The best was when we had our car, when we were racing. Of course, it had M. Walker and G. Dalgleish and Bux Carolyn. I don't know if you remember Bux, okay? He was like bikes and racing cars and things. He comes up and he sees the car and he just goes, huh. Check at that. Two old farts in one car because he thought it was Murray Walker, not Melanie Walker.
he would have been pleasantly surprised to see you.
Oh, no, they were because I was the only girl who was racing then as well. So it was quite fun. Yeah.
Aww.
But there we go. So what have you got coming up next week?
Well, the SAFTAs is the main thing that we're going to be focusing on. We're really hoping for a lot of big wins for Showmax.
Excellent. Well, Jenny, I'm going to let you get off to the beach. I could hear that. Was that your taxi beeping outside? We're so used to that happening here.
I don't need a taxi. It's 2 minutes away. You've got to come visit so you can see.
I'm coming. I am coming.
Okay,
you know that. And then we're going to go walk the Camino so I can try and get my body back into shape again.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, for everybody who's been listening and has found some wonderful people doing wonderful things here in South Africa or abroad who are South African and has anything to do with South Africa, don't don't forget you can send stories to Jenny on sapeople.com and on Facebook. Don't miss out. Share the love. We love to talk and skinner lacquer about everybody around the world. Jenny, we'll catch up with you again next week. Take care.
Thanks, Melanie. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.